Thank you, Peter. And excuse me croaking a bit, but some bug has attacked me in the night, so I'm croaking and wheezing a bit. I heard one or two folks saying before our service started, "Ooh, religions, that's a bit of a controversial topic, isn't it? I'm not sure I like that, I'm not sure I agree with that." You know, it's one of those words, isn't it, that gets people going. But for some reason, I thought it might be a good idea this week to give a quick guide to all the different denominations and religions that are out there. The Christian religion is the belief in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. The earliest creed that we have in the New Testament was Jesus is Lord, as opposed to the Roman Empire, where you were required to declare Caesar is Lord. And so, obviously, Christianity was setting itself up over against the Roman oppressors. And in our reading from 1 John, the middle reading there, John says, "Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God." So when you're thinking about, well, what is this religion or this denomination that I'm faced with here? The first question to ask, the first point, the chief distinction to draw is between those who believe in Jesus and those who don't. Now, I know sometimes I hear people say, "Well, surely, Vicar, everyone's a Christian, aren't they?" By which they usually mean that human beings are all basically nice, kind people. And that's a lovely thought. Now, leaving aside thieves and murderers for a moment, like, do you remember a few weeks back the chap in Manchester who killed those two young policewomen who called at his door? You have to account for people like that, don't you? But leaving aside those wicked people like that, there are still many very nice and kind Muslims and Hindus and even atheists who, if you call them Christians, would be very indignant. They refuse to be called Christians. They're kind people, nice people, but they don't want to be known as Christians because they know, even if we don't, that to be a Christian is to follow Jesus Christ as the Son of God. So that's the first distinction to draw. Is this person, is this organization, is this religion one that follows Jesus Christ as the Son of God? Muslims, Jews, and Christians are what's called the three Abrahamic faiths. In other words, we all read the Old Testament stories about Abraham and his descendants. And we all believe in a God, although we call him by different names. And many would even say that he's a different God with different characteristics. There are over 2 billion Christians in the world, 33% of the world's population. Perhaps 1.5 billion Muslims, about 20% of the world's population. And then, of course, there are Hindus, Buddhists, and lots of others. In Britain this week, the results of the 2011 census have just been published. And they asked that simple little question, "What is your religion?" It was an optional question. I think 7% of people refused to answer at all, just left it blank completely. But just under 60% said Christian to that question. Muslims were less than 5%, less than a tenth of the number of Christians in Britain. And in fact, all the other religions put together, Hindus, Buddhists and so on, all of those put together were less even than that 5%, 3.6%, I think. So in Britain, at least, the overwhelming majority of people, if you ask them, "What's your religion?" they will say Christian. They may not be here in church worshipping every Sunday, but people will still say, "I'm Christian." I think that gives us a tremendous opportunity in Britain. And I think it's very easy, isn't it, to think, oh, well, they're not in church, so they don't believe. But we can make connections with people because they call themselves Christians. Hindus believe in many, many gods. Buddhists don't believe in a god at all. Pagans and Wiccans believe more in nature spirits and magic. Magic being the attempt to control and use supernatural power for yourself. And then there are perhaps 20 major religions elsewhere in the world, like Sikhism and Shinto and Baha'i and Shamanism and Taoism and so on. So when we travel through the world, we're going to come across all sorts of different religions and beliefs. And then, of course, thousands of other minor ones as well. Humanists, there are a few humanists in Britain who believe basically in human beings more than God. In other words, we must rely on our own goodness and our own gifts and skills and abilities. That's different from humanitarianism, which means caring for other human beings. But humanism is a religion, a belief in human beings. Then there's agnostics. Agnostics aren't sure if there is a God. And some people, some agnostics, would even say it is impossible to know. You cannot know if there is a God either. And then, of course, there are atheists, aren't there? Even more definite still. They say, there is no God. I believe that there is no God. But even amongst those who call themselves Christians, there are still distinctions to draw. In the early centuries of the Christian faith, the two main questions were about Jesus, whether he is both fully God and fully man. And mainstream Christians believe that Jesus is both fully divine and fully human. Two natures combined in one person. First question was about Jesus. The second question was about the Trinity, whether God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, or perhaps some other combination. Unitarians denied that and said that God is one person and Jesus is his prophet, but not divine. Today, you find Mormons and Christian Science adding to Jesus. You need the Bible plus Joseph Smith's Book of Mormon, or the Bible plus Mary Baker Eddy's Science and Health. And those sorts of groups are sometimes called sects or cults. They call themselves Christian, but they change some of the major truths about who Jesus is. And then lastly, there are thousands of Christian denominations, which we're much more familiar with, aren't we? Some began in the early centuries, like the split between Roman Catholics and the Orthodox. Others more recently, like the Methodists or many Pentecostal churches. And I'm sure you know, our own Church of England has produced a worldwide Anglican communion of churches. And in other countries, the Anglican Church is not the established church. It may actually be quite a small group of people hiring perhaps a Roman Catholic building for worship. Now, I know you could say, well, Vicar, in the end, I'm a bit cynical about all this. You could conclude that religion is all made up by human beings, and it doesn't actually reflect any objective truth. But I think that any human affair reflects differences of character and personality. Like, for example, the many newspapers that you can go and buy in the newsagent. Different reporting styles, different presentation styles. Now, that doesn't prove that no news event really happened because it's reported differently in different papers. All it proves is that there's different angles on it, different ways of reporting it that appeal to different people. Is there a God? And what's he like? At the end of the day, that, I think, is the really big religious question. And it is one that we all have to answer. French philosopher Blaise Pascal put it like this, and we call it Pascal's wager. If God does not exist, one will lose nothing by believing in him. While if he does exist, one will lose everything by not believing. Logically, Pascal concluded, it was wiser and safer to believe in God. A bit like taking out religious insurance, perhaps. After all, if there is an all-powerful creator, why would you want to stand against him and resist him? Why not side with him if he invites you to do so? And even within the Bible, we see a progression, don't we, from people believing in many different gods, all fighting for territory in the land, through to one God and one Saviour, Jesus Christ. That's why I included that reading from Isaiah 45. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Apart from me, there is no God. And the prophecy there to Cyrus, who was the Persian emperor, not Jewish, not from Israel at all, the prophecy to Cyrus that even though he doesn't know God, still God directs and controls every victory that Cyrus takes. In John 14, the reading that Steve read to us, Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And for Christians, for me, that's the rock to hold on to, Jesus Christ. Because it's in him that we find the fullness of God in human form. It's in him that we find forgiveness. It's in him that we find salvation and eternal life. What more could you want or ask for? Let's just bow our heads and pray briefly. Father, there are so many religions and denominations in the world, and sometimes it's confusing. But we pray that you would bring us back to Jesus as our rock and our Saviour. In his name we ask. Amen.